All right, here are the new rules. All right, this is how they're renumbered. The key rules are the rules on ads and solicitation are 701 to 703. They've really been simplified. 701 are definitions and kind of the overarching rule that we'll talk about in a second. 702 are some of the specific rules about advertisements. 703 is solicitation. 704 and 705 are filing requirements and what's exempt. And we've talked about the importance of 706. All right? So what's basically changed about the rules? All right? It's here in 701. That kind of gives you the overarching theme of what you need to do to comply or to make sure your ads comply with the rules. Your information about your legal services has to be truthful and non-deceptive. That is the overarching theme of all these rules. You can't make or sponsor a false or misleading communication about your qualifications or your services, all right? Seems simple enough, but what does it mean, false or misleading communication? Well, the rule 701 continues, and it says, well, false or misleading means you've got a material misrepresentation of law or fact, or you admit a fact necessary to make the statement considered as a whole not materially misleading. Again, simple enough, basic misrepresentation law. Well, what else? The rule goes on to say there are some other examples of misleading statements or misleading things in advertising. The first is, if the statement is going to create a likelihood that it's going to lead a reasonable person to formulate a conclusion about your services that is not based in fact. And we'll see some examples of this. For example, I am the lawyer, official lawyer of the San Antonio Spurs. Well, if you don't represent the San Antonio Spurs, that would potentially be a misleading statement under the rules. Likewise, what's another example of a misleading statement? If it's substantially likely to create unjustified expectations. If you remember, unjustified expectations was a large part of the old ad rules. It is right here in 701 in the new rules as well. All right. Here's something to remember about false and misleading statements. It's not just your traditional formal ads. It's all your communications about your services. It's the name of your firm. It's your letterhead. It's your website domain. It's all the website addresses you use. It's your email domain address, your social media username. Whatever you've got on, if you've got something different on Facebook, all those names and everything need to comply with the rules. It's not just your ads. All right, let's talk about unjustified expectations. What are we talking about there? Well, again, it is something that is going to, has the substantial likelihood that it will create unjustified expectations about the results you can achieve. Well, I saw a billboard a couple years ago here in Austin that I thought was the best example of creating unjustified expectations. Here it is. I don't know if y'all can see this. This lawyer obviously was a big fan of DJ Khaled. And he says on his ad, I don't know if you can see it because there's an electrical pole there, it says, all I do is win. Well, obviously, that's going to create an unjustified expectation. I can tell you that it is my understanding that this ad was not submitted to the Advertising Review Committee. And again, with apologies to the authors of the song, this ad was not able to stay up. It had to come down. So there's that. All right. Again, what if that lawyer actually tried every case he got, and he won every case he got? Would that still be false and misleading? Would it still be creating unjustified expectations? Maybe. Because here we also, the rules say in comment 5, even if that's truthfully reporting the results, it could be misleading if it's presented in a way that a reasonable person is going to form an unjustified expectation that those same results could be obtained for other clients without reference to specific factual and legal circumstances. That's why when you see results on billboards or in ads frequently, it will say, you know, spinal cord injuries from truck accident. So that people can understand what it's talking about to avoid the issue of unjustified expectations, or I should say what the case is about. All right, here's another example. This is an ad that popped up on a Google search, a criminal law firm, where it says 98% success rate. Again, that potentially causes unjustified expectations. What's a success rate when it comes to criminal law? How did they get to 98%? That is a potentially problematic ad. And again, we're not just talking traditional ads, it's every communication. If you've got Google ads, they could be in violation of the rules. All right, could you include disclaimers? Could a disclaimer fix those ads? Potentially, all right? Depending on the facts and circumstances, you could have disclaimer language that would fix the problem, all right? But if you've got a disclaimer, it's got to be clear and conspicuous and reasonably understood. If it's in, it's got to be in a font size that's legible. If it's an audio ad, it's got to be at a speed that is understandable by somebody. It can't be like the old 80s FedEx ads where it was the guy reading incredibly, incredibly fast, all right? And I'm sure, you know, those of you who may watch Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune have seen those, some of those national ads where at the end or for Mass Torts and like, there are so many disclaimers that it's in the minutia, the tiniest of fonts, and you really, if you're able to, you gotta pause your TV and walk up to it to actually read them. Those won't fly anymore here in Texas.